I think he's the most dangerous man in the United States. I think Senator McCarthy is more dangerous to freedom in the United States than all the communists we have in this country. Without sufficient evidence, he's smearing a lot of respected and highly decent people. But I think there may be a few communists in the State Department, but they don't do nearly as much harm as a suspicion that's stirred up against the whole State Department by a man like McCarthy and his ilk and his followers. So I think when you smear men like Owen Lattimore and Philip Jessup, who's done a great job for the United Nations, and when you throw suspicion on men who've been in government service for years and make people doubt their own State Department, you do a great deal of harm because you stir up hate and suspicion and fear all over the United States. I think the most dangerous thing the communists can do in the United States is stir up hate, suspicion, and fear. And I think anybody who aids them to do it is doing as bad a job as they are. And I think that no man should be deprived of his reputation and standing without a fair trial and a judgment according to Anglo-Saxon methods, not by the ravings of McCarthy, even though he has congressional immunity. I don't think American people have any sound reason to suspect our State Department at present. At one time, the communists were very strong in the CIO. Then the communists began playing politics instead of attending to labor union duties, and they were thrown out of practically all the CIO unions. Every time I read of a strike, I don't attribute it to communists. They don't deserve the credit. Well, if what you're trying to tell me is that we have a right to violate laws of decency as well as the laws in the statute books in order to get communists, what you're really saying is that a totalitarian government over here would be safer than a democratic government, and I don't believe it. I'll grant you his, but for heaven's sake, you're not going to found all your policy on the fact that one man was found guilty of having done something improper in 1938 and lied about it in 1948. I'm not afraid of the communists in the United States. There never has been a more futile political movement in the United States than that of communism. After 25 years, they can't get enough votes to keep their name on the ballot. This idea of finding a communist stone under the bed seems to me all nonsense. And the result of the whole thing is that Americans now are so timid about expressing themselves that we've practically given up democratic methods and free speech. Nobody in this country dares to say anything that might suggest to anybody that he's an appeaser or pro-Russian or anything else. The result is that we act as one, and even on controversial subjects, we don't find any debate in public life. And don't dare. As soon as you get to a position where you have a timid public as you have today, that is the end of free speech. It's just as serious as for Congress to pass laws. I think we're a whole lot safer and healthier if every man says exactly what he believes. If Eisenhower's nominated, I'd probably support him. Because as president of Colombia, I heard Eisenhower speak on democracy, and he thrilled me. And I think his views are what I regard as democratic views. I think if you read the past prints and read his speeches, you'll find that he's opposed to the present hysteria. He's opposed to things that make us all fearful of communists. He believes in people audaciously expressing themselves. And he believes that the atmosphere of today is very bad. I have respect for Senator Taft as a man. I think he's able and honest. And I like the way he handled himself in general. Because I've seen the same hysteria exist. I saw it exist in the 20s when the socialists were the target. The party to the left is always the target. Someday we'll have a party more radical than the communists, and then the communists will be respectable. I think this idea of becoming fearful because of names is all absurd. I have the same hope that we'll reach a sane atmosphere in the future, as turned out after the 1920s.